The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, remote working or working from home comes with some problems: isolation, overeating, miscommunication, and not being able to stroll down the hall to tech support when our computer has given up the ghost. Our own whiz kid Liam Geraghty has been dialing up tech support to ask if he should try turning it off and on again.
If you can't fix something, it's just left, because I can't. I'm not techie.
That's Barbara, my mom. Since last March, I have been trying to offer tech support to help with setting up Zoom meetings and installing software.
So I can't fix anything myself, unless you talk me through it.
But I must admit, I have a newfound admiration for those in tech support, because I am rubbish at it.
Well, you might make a great tech support person if you were trained to do that. So get yourself a new job, Liam.
Yeah, you're telling me, Liam. You just got your parents to worry about. I've got the country.
That's Colin Baker.
And I'm chief bottle washer here at Back From The Future, and we are a chain of computer repair service and sales stores.
In March 2020, Colin, like everyone else, was preparing to bed down for the first lockdown.
I had planned on learning how to make bread. Very quickly, the phone started to ring a hell of a lot more than normal. People were crying out. We had tears from people. I suppose there's already a level of anxiety out there about what's going on with the pandemic and the lockdown. But add to that when you're trying to meet a deadline and trying to do your job, trying to satisfy, you know, a customer, a client, or the boss or whatever, or a colleague, and suddenly your screen doesn't turn on or someone spilt a glass of wine across it. These things really are often the straw that breaks the camel's back.
The tech frustration is real.
I had a gentleman yesterday. He was involved in a bridge game. And honest to God, I think this man would have sold his house and his wife to get his laptop back on time. He didn't have to do that. His wife is still with him.
Eamon Gallagher, Managing Director of IT.ie, says the pandemic has been great for winning new customers.
We've been quite lucky in that we've been onboarding quite a lot of new customers, and that has been our saving grace. Is the onboarding rate has actually become a lot easier. We say that is remote working, but I've actually found there's a lot of more remote decision making being made. You know, we would have had to drive out to the customer, meet them, greet them, put in proposals. Now we don't even have, we're actually onboarding customers that we've never even met. And that's the first time. And I don't think that's actually going to be unique to IT either. I think a lot of companies now could have that same experience.
So my name is Andrew Avanesian. I'm the CEO of AppLearn, which is a digital adoption platform software company.
A recent study showed that employees switch between all of the applications they need to work on average 1,100 times a day. Andrew says if one of those apps needs tech support, it's a bit like a Formula One pit stop.
You want the cars on the track racing. You don't want them in the pits getting, you know, petrol, new tyres, etc.
Employees end up on digital safaris trying to find solutions for their problems.
So you've got people calling help desks. You've got, you know, people sending emails out of, this is how you do things and here's a little guide of how you do it. And emails, to be frank, a crap technology to do that with, because, you know, they get lost. People don't read them.
Andrew says the future of tech support is in anticipating problems before they happen.
It's now starting to move like that because people are waking up to that this is a thing that can be done. It's like that quote that's always attributed to Henry Ford. If I asked people what they wanted, they'd say they want faster horses when really they needed a car.
Back with Colin Baker. I wanted to know if the old adage of,
have you tried turning it off and on again?
Does that still have a use?
You sometimes have to create a new term for, have you tried turning it off and turning it on? And I've done that with very intelligent friends and colleagues out there. So you might say, look, I think we need to bed down the operating system updates. Have you tried a recalibration? And that sounds a lot more techie and it sounds great, but all you've really asked them to do is turn it off and turn it on.
Liam Geraghty reporting there, and no, Barbara, he won't be going off to find another job anytime soon.